Our dua for this morning, narrated by Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiyallahu an, recorded in Majma'u al-Zawa'id. Allahumma la tuhlikna fuja'ah, wala ta'khudna baghtah, wala tu'jilna an haqqin, wala wasiyah. O Allah, do not cause us to suffer sudden destruction, nor seize us by surprise, nor hasten us to death out of rights and wills. So here we are asking Allah not to take us to task suddenly. Many times Allah grants those servants of His that continue to disobey Him respite. And like they say in English, Allah grants them the rope with which they end up hanging themselves. And then the punishment or the consequences come suddenly. So we sing, O Allah, do not let us suffer sudden destruction. It could also mean let us not suffer a sudden death. And don't seize us by surprise. So in terms of death, don't take us by surprise. Let it not be sudden. And also in terms of the consequences of our actions, let us not be taken by surprise. Let us be granted the ability to realize our wrongs, to rectify our ways, to remedy our actions, to reconnect with Allah, to seek forgiveness from Allah. And let it not be that we die in a situation or in a condition where we have still not discharged the rights of others over us, and we haven't put our own affairs, our will, etc., into order. So it's very important, you know, that we leave this world in the right state, in the right condition, where we have fulfilled everyone's rights over us, where we have put into place all of our affairs, and that we don't have anything that's still in abeyance. And many times that gets compromised when death, you know, strikes suddenly. That's why not everybody's going to get an indication via illness or otherwise or old age that, you know, death is imminent. Many people in the prime of their lives, all of a sudden, out of the blue, life is just snatched from them. That's why as Muslims we are encouraged to live every day as if it is your last day, and all the time to have your affairs in order. So that is how we should live, and that is what we should strive for. But at the same time we ask Allah for the ideal that, oh Allah, do not cause us to suffer sudden destruction, whether in the form of a sudden death or any form of other sudden calamity or sudden consequence of our actions overwhelming us. Don't seize us by surprise and do not hasten us to death in a condition where we still have to fulfill the rights of others and put in place our own affairs. Allahumma la tuhlikna fuja'ah, wa la ta'khudna baghtah, wa la tu'jilna an haqqin, wa la wasiyah. Ameen, ya Rabbal Alameen.